Superintendent Steve Bradshaw told the school board Wednesday that the district needs to spend between $150,000 and $200,000 on replacing computer servers, the district's backbone, he called it, and improving network communication between buildings. And just about as much will go toward replacing the district's accounting software. The remaining $400,000 or $500,000 will be subject to a board committee for recommendations. Molly Kabler, who volunteered to serve on the committee, said the district should go back into its list of priorities that were left out of the budget this spring. Superintendent Bradshaw preferred an orderly approach to spending stimulus dollars.
Again, I don't want this to look like a feeding frenzy because there will not be enough money. I know $892,000 sounds like a whole lot of money, but I'll guarantee you, I mean, we've talked about math textbooks for the high school at $50,000. John D. Pilatus just talked to me today about $40,000 worth of band equipment. There is all kinds of needs in this school district, I'll go to the assembly if I need to and tell them that. So this $892,000, it is a gift, and I think we're doing it the right way by not looking at personnel. This is not about personnel. This is about meeting some of the needs.
Bradshaw said the district should also approach the technology investment cautiously and think ahead 5 years about any future costs associated with a major technology purchase now. Bradshaw's remarks about the assembly were not lost on the board. The assembly last week voted to approve a $5.9 million contribution to the district, but the vote was not unanimous. One member, Cheryl Westover, thought that school spending was too high in proportion to the student population. School board member Lon Garrison attended that assembly meeting. He reported to his fellow board members that the assembly had a different view of stimulus spending.
There was a misconception, at least by some of the borough assembly members, that we would use this stimulus money to go into reserve. And we obviously can't. So I think that, I just wanted to bring that out, that is not what the stimulus money is designed to do, and we can't do that.
Garrison said the district should be prepared to do a full accounting to the community and to the state and federal governments of how stimulus dollars were spent. In addition to the $900,000 in unrestricted stabilization funds, the Sitka School District should be seeing almost that much in stimulus funding for specific programming. The Department of Education estimates Sitka will receive $360,000 in special education funding, $165,000 for serving low-income students, $28,000 for the district preschool, and $15,000 for educational technology for the elementary grades. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.